Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Loretta, L-O-R-E-T-T-A, Sneed, S-N-E-A-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Sneed as described in the reports described above. Period. She is now a 74-year-old woman who again reports she injured her left knee at work when lifting a heavy container. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment as noted in earlier reports. Period. She states that since seen here in 2021, she had additional injections to her knee by Dr. Zook. Period. They helped a little bit, but not as long as before. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 11/23/21 for 47.5% of the left leg. Period. This was due to increased orthopedic residuals of contusion of the left knee with medial and lateral meniscal tears, comma, aggravation slash exacerbation of pre-existing arthroscopic medial meniscal tear. Period. This award is subject to a reopener credit of 45%. Period. She then did reopen her claim. Period. She was then seen again by orthopedist Dr. Zook on 5/9/22. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. She was currently complaining of recurrent left knee pain, similar to that experienced in the past. Period. She denies any buckling or locking of the left knee. Period. She denies any recurrent injury or activity that may have produced her recurrent left knee pain. Period. X-rays showed moderate to advanced degenerative joint disease, with joint space noted more pronounced medially. Period. There was no acute osseous or soft tissue pathology otherwise. Period. He diagnosed unilateral primary osteoarthritis and transient synovitis of the left knee. Period. He recommended a series of viscosupplementation injections. Period. He cleared her to continue working full duty with use of a knee brace as necessary. Period. She then received the series of orthovisc injections and followed up with Dr. Zook through 8/1/22. Period. This was also the date of her last orthovisc injection. Period. She was then discharged from orthopedic care. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed portal scars at the knees bilaterally. Period. There was atrophy of the left quadriceps and effusion of the left knee. Period. Motion of the right knee is from 10 to 125 degrees with marked crepitus. Period. Motion of the left knee was from 20 to 115 degrees of flexion with crepitus. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4/5 for resistive left hamstring strength and 4+/5 for quadriceps strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She attended a palpation at the left shin, but not at either of the knees proper. Period. Extremities lower. I'm sorry. Yeah. Knee maneuvers. She had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral. She ambulated with a stiff gaited limp on the left wearing a brace, but no use of a cane or walker. Period. She was unable to stand or walk on her heels. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 50 degrees. Period. She had to lift her left leg to get it off of the table. Period. She did sit comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 65 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. The rest of that section is normal. And impressions. Insert what is marked in the impressions section of the 2021 report, followed by Since evaluated here, she received another order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Perhaps she returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. Zook and accepted a series of arthrovisc injections. Perhaps she relates they provided short-term and modest relief. Period. She denies any interval injuries to the left knee. Period. She has been able to continue working for the insured, but is currently out of work under family medical leave for an unrelated condition that she did not specify. Period. In paragraph, the current examination again demonstrated decreased range of motion about both knees associated with crepitus. Period. There was atrophy of the left quadricep and effusion of the left knee. Period. There was mild weakness in the left hamstring and quadricep strength. Period. She had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was, but otherwise, provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She ambulated with a stiff gait, wearing a brace on her left knee. Period. She had to lift her left leg to get it off the table, leading to a slow change in positions. Period. She was able to squat to 55 degrees and rise. Period. In the paragraph, my assessment of impairment will be inserted from the most recent report as marked in the last paragraph. And that will be the end.